Radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The holiday week turning into overtime for President Biden, aides and Democratic lawmakers concerned about his debate performance last week. The White House says the president is staying in the race and holding meetings to address doubts about his health.
President Biden will meet in person and virtually with Democratic governors as he tries to reassure his party that he is up to the re-election fight. The president has also been making calls to allies on the Hill after his rocky debate performance, including Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Chris Coons. Molly Nagel, ABC News, The White House.
Today, the defense in the bribery and corruption trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez has rested its case. Closing arguments are up next. Hurricane Beryl already battering parts of Jamaica, but has yet to make landfall. The catastrophic storm is packing winds of 140 miles per hour, and major storm surge is a threat. Beryl also delivering a punch to surrounding Cayman Islands, Haiti, and Cuba. This is ABC News to appeal. It's still unclear just how serious the problems are with Boeing's Starliner capsule. The spacecraft supposed to bring home the two astronauts it launched into orbit weeks ago, but they're still on the International Space Station.
While NASA and Boeing push back on using the term stranded for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, they are on the International Space Station much longer than had been planned, and with leaks and malfunctions on the Boeing Starliner, there is no timetable for when they might return, and today a planned news conference with the crew was postponed until July 10th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
While some countries are exploring a four-day work week, Greece is going in the other direction. New legislation that took effect this week gives some workers the option of working an additional 2 hours per day or an extra 8-hour shift per week. Officials say the goal is to boost productivity and employment around the country. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and evening. Highs in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Friday, clouds in low 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, still some storms possible, highs in the 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Now there's news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Democratic State Representative Dora Drake has won an open seat in the state Senate. Unofficial results from a primary Tuesday in the 4th Senate District have Drake defeating fellow Democratic Representative Lakeisha Myers. Drake and Myers were the only two candidates vying for the seat, meaning Drake's primary win gives her the spot. Incumbent Democrat Lena Taylor resigned after Governor Tony Evers appointed her as a judge in Milwaukee County. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Monet is stepping down as Chancellor of the Universities of Wisconsin's second largest school at the end of the upcoming academic year. Firefighters in Madison remained at the scene of a warehouse fire on the city's west side Wednesday morning, monitoring the site for potential flare-ups. Firefighters responded following reports of a possible explosion Tuesday around noon. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durant and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The city of Mondovi approved a bid of $391,000 from Gerke Excavating of Toma to replace the sewer on Riverside Avenue. The city council approved the bid to replace the sewer during the last council meeting. That project should be completed this summer. Meanwhile, the police chief Severson told the council that because of a new state law, the police will be allowed to charge a fee for those who request body camera footage. The charge would be to pay for the redaction of sensitive footage before it can be released. The city of Durand is facing a $1 million project for the water filter plant. During the last city council meeting, the council talked about that project and the $3 million Madison Street project. The water filter plant is in need of replacement. The city's looking at ways to pay for both projects in the coming years. Because the water filter plant is part of the water utility, the city could issue revenue bonds for that project and save debt capacity for other projects like Madison Street. Chippewa County is looking at the feasibility of a new hospital. The county last night listened to the proposal to spend $70,000 to have the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative look at what is needed to bring a new hospital to Chippewa County. The $70,000 is about half the cost of the study. County Administrator Randy Schultz says, in addition to a new hospital, he says the county needs a new morgue and a new space for emergency services. No one is saying if the old St. Joe's Hospital is being considered for the possible new hospital in Chippewa Falls. Wisconsin has landed another $50 million for being a regional tech hub. Governor Evers yesterday said the federal government made it official and said Wisconsin's now part of the second phase of the tech hub project. Wisconsin's focusing on biohealth and technological innovation. That means the state, several private companies, and the University of Wisconsin will all use the $49 million in grant money to grow a new biohealth sector in the state. Wisconsin made the first round of the program last fall and is just one of 12 states to make the second round this summer. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is announcing the release of a sex offender back into Pierce County. Charles K. Dahlman will be released on July 9th and has been listed as homeless. The condition of his release include no contact with minors or the victim, no alcohol consumption. He'll also be required to meet with law enforcement and register as a sex offender and will be electronically monitored. With the rain expected on the 4th of July, the Lake O'Galley Association has moved their fireworks display to tonight at dusk over Lake O'Galley. Meanwhile, in Mondovi, their 4th of July celebration is tomorrow. With the Kitty Parade at 12:30, the Grand Parade will be at 1. There'll be a craft show, food and refreshments, and the Mondovi fireworks are still scheduled for dusk tomorrow night over Mirror Lake. A Rochester couple is now facing charges after their 6-year-old son was wounded by a shotgun. Wabasha County authorities say the boy and two other children were playing with the gun inside a vehicle on June 25th. The boy was wounded when the shotgun went off. Nicole McGee and Raymond Duquet were each charged with a felony count of child endangerment yesterday. They also faced several misdemeanors, including negligent storage of a firearm. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide abortion. The court yesterday said it would hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The first is a challenge to the ruling from a Dane County judge that says the abortion ban deals with mothers who want to kill their unborn babies and has nothing to do with doctors who perform abortions. The second case deals with a request from Planned Parenthood to declare that there's a right to abortion in Wisconsin. Pro-life groups in Wisconsin say if pro-abortion advocates want to change the law on abortion, they need to go through the legislature and not through the courts. Wisconsin troopers will be in buses and large trucks to watch drivers from a higher vantage point during a campaign in mid-July. The Wisconsin State Patrol says troopers in a truck campaign focuses on highways and aims to reduce crashes and injuries involving commercial trucks. In the last 5 years, there have been an average of 7,000 crashes involving large trucks in Wisconsin. 70 people died in those crashes. That campaign will run from July 8th through July 12th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at Prime Realty Midwest.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Learning about the NFL draft in its 2025 host city, a new temporary exhibit at the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame is providing a timeline of pro football's annual player selection process, which dates back to the 30s. It also shows how NFL teams use grading systems to assess risk when drafting players, and spotlights the first time Wisconsin hosted the draft, back in 1940 in Milwaukee. The exhibit is located on the first floor of the Hall of Fame near the community gallery. Green Bay is hosting the 2025 NFL Draft in April of next year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
McDowell is running out of time. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
As the NASCAR Cup Series regular season wanes, Michael McDowell has work to do. The Front Row Motorsports pilot is currently 23rd in the driver standings, badly in need of a victory. Considering McDowell finished 7th in last season's inaugural Chicago Street Race, this weekend is on the list of potential breakthrough wins.
Anytime that you have a lot of variables like you do on a road course and you have, you know, something that's very challenging and tricky and there's a lot of things that can catch you out, those are great moments to capitalize. So I think that this week is an important week for us and putting ourselves in that position. And, you know, obviously these next 7 weeks are big and we know what we have to do. So we're going to do everything we can.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you're ready to power up your next adventure, the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek has a 3.5-liter V6 engine, 295 horsepower, and 270 pound-foot of torque to get you there. From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, wherever you're going, find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Colorado Rockies in Game 3 of their four-game set at Coors Field tonight. The crew picked up a 4-3 victory last night, rallying with two runs in the top of the ninth inning, picking up the game winner as Rhys Hoskins was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. The two teams have split the first two of the four-game set. Tonight, 7:40 first pitch, Colin Ray goes to the bump against Dakota Hudson. On to minor league baseball in the Midwest League tonight, Beloit will play host to Wisconsin in Game 3 of what's a six-game series. The first three in Beloit, the Timber Rattlers host the next three. The two teams have split the first two of the series, the Skycarp with a 7-3 victory last night. In the American Association tonight, the Milwaukee Milkmen are on the road in Gary. Lake County will travel to Cleburne. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
It's All-Star Game season for many of the state's top graduated seniors across several sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells. It's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
One of the goals for many of the state's top senior athletes is to do well enough in their career to get selected for a senior All-Star game. Several sports host such events, including a few that took place last week. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association holds games for both boys and girls at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. The girls' basketball All-Star games were last Wednesday, with a game for each of the five divisions. High-scoring honors on the day went to Elkhart Lake Glenbula's Corin Fromm, who had 24 points in the Division 5 game. Thursday saw the boys' games played at the JAG. High scores ruled the day, with at least 123 points scored by each winning team. Nina's Brady Corso poured in 32 points, including 6 three-pointers, to lead his team to a win and lead all players in scoring. You can get full box scores and results at wisports.net. Between some raindrops last Friday and Saturday, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association held its All-Star Games, featuring 6 games across 2 days between 4 teams representing the east, west, north, and south parts of the state. The East All-Stars, led by MVP C.J. Trask of Oak Creek, went 3-0. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association will hold its games, split between the large school, small school, and 8-player contests, coming up on July 19th and 20th in Oshkosh. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Attention, citizens of Minnesota and Wisconsin. There's a great event going on this Friday evening in Duluth, Minnesota, and all the proceeds will benefit the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. That's America's most visited wilderness area, and it's chock full of fishing and hunting opportunities. I'll tell you how you can help the Boundary Waters, plus have a great time on July 5th when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The nonprofit group Sportsmen for the Boundary Waters is hosting its biggest event of the year this Friday, July 5th. The Paddling for the Boundary Waters event runs from 4 to 9 p.m. at Bent Paddle Brewing in Duluth. Presented by Onyx Hunt, it's a pre-party before the July 6th Trampled by Turtles concert, and this pre-party will include a free show from the band Dead Man Winter. Regional music aficionados know that Dead Man Winter and Trampled by Turtles are both led by musician Dave Simonette. Dave is a board member for Sportsmen for the Boundary Waters. Again, the pre-party runs on July 5th from 4 to 9 p.m. and includes exclusive raffle items and other fundraisers, with all the proceeds going to the fight to protect the Boundary Waters. For complete details on the Paddling for the Boundary Waters event on July 5th, visit www.sportsmanbwca.org. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and evening. Highs in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Friday, clouds in low 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, still some storms possible, highs in the 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network. Just a quick reminder that the markets are closed for the 4th of July holiday. We'll have a hard open on Friday morning at 8:30. Having said that, definitely had a holiday feel to the trade. It felt more like a Friday than it did a Wednesday in the trade market. We're going to talk about some rumors that are floating around there, whether it's China, whether it's Russia. How about Mexico when it comes to corn and where they'd like to see themselves in the market? And of course, what has excited this soybean oil market. You got a lot to unpack with Arlen Suderman today. He is with StoneX. And I kind of start out at just really this market in general just kind of lacked direction. And it felt like the longer the day went on, the more quiet the trade seemed to get.
Yeah, of course, the markets will be closed tomorrow for Independence Day holiday and then open again on Friday. And you can imagine who wants to come back for one day of trading. So a lot of traders just trying to wrap things up and leave town early. So we'd noticed that people in the industry, a lot of them had left already today to have that extended holiday time with their families in midsummer. And it kind of had that feeling to it in the market trade action today, kind of erratic and choppy and not a lot of movement. We did see in the outside markets where the NASDAQ hit new record highs and the S&P followed suit as well, while the Dow was lower. But overall, the market just kind of choppy. We do have a big jobs report on Friday that'll provide a little direction to the outside markets. But this is a holiday mode right now.
So having said that, we look beyond that holiday mode, and there's a lot of talk about China. They're buying. There's some rumors that are kind of floating with it as well.
Yeah, as we look at this market and the soybean market in particular and rumors today that with soybeans higher that it was China buying for pre-election influence, and I'd like to put a little bit of perspective on that. If China is involved, then we ought to really be lower because usually by this time, China has bought anywhere from 100 to 400 million bushels of new crop soybeans. And, you know, pre-bottom. And this year so far, less than 10 million bushels. So a very small fraction of what they normally would have bought. So So if they're in buying, then we ought to be cheering the fact that they're finally back, but we ought to be grateful that we haven't seen even lower prices because they haven't been here until now. And it's really odd because if you look at their buying, what they've been doing is they've been buying largely exclusively Brazilian old crop soybeans as well as new crop. In fact, they've bought about 4.5 million metric tons, 4 to 4.5 million metric tons of new crop soybeans for shipment February, March, and April of next year. They have all but filled up their needs for this summer and the remainder of the old crop. They still have some more August shipment soybeans to purchase, but they have bought virtually nothing for September through January shipment. And that's the time when historically we would own that market, and they just have not bought. And so if they are back in here, we ought to be thankful that they're finally back. Let's hope that they are. With China's involvement in the industry right now, they can largely buy a lot of grain, whatever it may be, before they ever make an announcement or before we can ever confirm it. But we do know from what crushers tell us what they have done. And so far, it's been largely Brazilian and Argentina supplies that they've been leaning on.
Is there the potential? I mean, I know that they had some August numbers that they had to fill, that maybe they could look at coming to the U.S.?
Oh, they certainly could. Now, traditionally, we get a bump in exports at the end of the marketing year because Brazil runs out. And so they come back to us to buy because they can no longer get any more from Brazil. But if you look at the bids, the FOB bids coming out of Brazil, and then you add in the cost of freight and everything like that, I looked at the dollars. We get a summary sheet from our office in China every morning, and I looked at it, and Brazilian soybeans are still cheaper than U.S. soybeans imported into Chinese ports right on through September yet at this point. We do start getting an advantage for October, November, December, but for September, August and September yet, Brazil has the edge.
Well, since we're still talking soybeans, what has been the fire behind this soy oil market?
Yeah, I think it started out as simply soy oil prices getting down to levels that had chart support. Those are also levels where in the past we've seen good end user buying come in where they saw value at those price levels, and that happened this way as well. But then another story gave it an added boost, and that was a story related to China, talking a little bit bigger situation, a background information here. We know that tensions have really been building between China and the United States regarding trade. And the U.S. has been putting tariffs on products coming from China, particularly electric vehicles and other things. Europe has been doing the same thing. So China's been looking for other markets where they can dump their products, and they've been dumping them in some other markets, particularly other Southeast Asian markets. And now those countries are starting to fight back as well, putting import tariffs on China. And one of those battles that's unfolding is between China and Indonesia. China buys a lot of palm oil from Indonesia, and it's believed that this new trade war between China and Indonesia will result in reduced imports of palm oil, and that may increase demand for U.S. soy oil. So that's another reason why soy oil prices are really surging higher right now.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more on this grain complex. Of course, there are rumors out there about Russia and some export restrictions. But what about Mexico when it comes to corn? We know yellow corn, they purchase a good 40% coming from the United States. We'll talk more about not only yellow, but white corn and what that means for the trade. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Arlen Suderman with Stone X. And the second half, we're going to deal with a couple different things. Some of them involve rumors. As Arlen, we talk a little bit about Russia, and there's been some rumors out there in regards to some export restrictions.
Yeah, and frankly, that's been key to the wheat market. If we look longer term, Black Sea really sets the world cash wheat price and ultimately helps set our price. That's been one of the problems weighing on us after a couple of years of big bumper crops in Russia. They've been dumping cheap wheat on the world market, and that's been driving prices down. That then drought has hit there and has reduced the size of the crop, and we've been saying that your real key is, do they restrict exports? Because that then becomes kind of a game changer for this market. And rumors emerged today that they would restrict exports starting the first week of August, not with actual export hard restrictions, but using minimum price levels in order to ration those export sales. And so we'll see if that's true. The market really wasn't impressed today because Sovcon, which is a private consultancy from Russia, raised their production target for Russia up above 84 million metric tons. They'd previously been at 80.7 million metric tons. So that kind of says maybe Russia doesn't even need to restrict exports if that is the case, because yields have been coming in better than expected. Mind you, they started at 95 million metric tons. So the market wasn't impressed. We kind of give you that as background information as something to watch. But for now, it doesn't appear to be an issue, particularly amid talk of a couple of other countries like Pakistan and Turkey restricting imports this year. And they've been big customers of Russia in the past.
So let's talk about Mexico as well. This isn't as much a rumor, but there is a lot of talk about the government, the new government coming in, doing some changing when it comes to white corn and yellow corn.
Yeah, we all know that the previous president of Mexico was trying to ban the import of genetically modified corn, GMO corn, and that would be a big blow to the U.S. market. And you and I have talked on here in the past that our contacts in Mexico were saying, and those are our contacts within the government, saying the president knew that he couldn't shut off imports from the United States. They simply could not produce enough. They're our biggest customer of corn. In fact, corn sales to Mexico this year are up 47% year on year. They're a big reason why our export program has been so good this year. And that they knew they couldn't, but it was a political issue in this election year. Well, he wasn't on the ballot for the presidential election, but his hand-picked successor was. So she won the election. And now she has said, well, we're going to abandon that position, but we're going to focus on becoming self-sustainable for white corn. White corn is what they make the tortillas with. That's the food grade corn. And yes, there are farmers here in the Central Plains who would love to export white corn to them. But it's the yellow corn that's really what matters to the market that we export so much of to them. And they're going to continue to import that with no restrictions while they work at being self-sustaining on the food grade corn, which is a much, much smaller market overall.
Jump over to the livestock side of the trade action in this cattle market. We did get a few bids that were popping out here and there, but for the overall picture, it's had a great week so far.
Well, it really has, and it's largely because of the product, and we've seen the cash market kind of follow. As we had choice cuts yesterday, top $330, select cuts at over $306. And one of the things that's been leading the way as well has been hamburger, has been high, and that's part of that's because we've been reducing cow herd slaughter, significant decrease in cow slaughter, and that's kind of the initial step toward rebuilding the cow herd. The first step would be reduce the cow slaughter. Next step would be starting to retain heifers. And we'll take a look, anticipate now maybe that'll start around the fourth quarter of this year doing so. And that further tightens up the meat supply. And so far the consumer is paying up, which has allowed us to have these record high cash prices. Still waiting for this week's cash trade to really get going and to take hold. Looks like and maybe it's going to be a Friday trade if it doesn't unfold yet today.
Can the momentum keep going for the cattle?
Well, it can until the consumer quits buying. The other problem is every time prices get up, we tend to increase imports. So as long as there's an import supply available, that's going to be a problem. And imports have been up substantially this year, up over 20% over year-ago levels.
All right, Arlen, what's the best way for folks to reach you?
At StoneX.com or over on X, formerly Twitter. My handle there is Arlen, ARLANFF101.
And that has been today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. Check out the Channel Final Bell at your Apple Podcasts or your Spotify, wherever you pick up your free podcasts. And of course, the Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group, 60 years of auction excellence. Voters in Denver, Colorado will have a new measure on the ballot this fall after an animal rights group was successful in securing enough signatures for a vote to ban livestock processing in the city. I'll have more details when we come back. Steffes Group bringing you another great American classic this July, a summer auction. With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is proud to present the Grand Island Late Model Equipment Auction in Nebraska. This timed online auction, closing on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central, features equipment located at the Husker Harvest Days location. Can't make it to Nebraska? Go to steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. Auction to include late model tractors, combines, sprayers, headers, and more. Bidding opens on Wednesday, July 10th at 8 a.m. Central and closes on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central. Don't miss out on the chance to bid on late model farm equipment at the Grand Island Late Model Equipment Auction. Again, bidding closes on Wednesday, July 17th at 10 a.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. In November of 2022, voters in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, rejected a ban on livestock slaughter facilities in their city limits. In their case, that ban was being pushed by a group of wealthy residents who were concerned about the value of their million-dollar homes. Well, this November, voters in Denver, Colorado, will get to make a similar choice, as an animal rights group has secured enough signatures to get their livestock slaughter ban on the ballot. The ban is being pushed by a group of activists called Pro Animal Future, and they're hoping the Denver vote will provide momentum to ban slaughter in more places across the country. The group is made up of a few dozen volunteers in the Denver area with a small paid staff, and they operate under the umbrella of Pax Fauna, a large national animal rights organization. The question that will be on the ballot this November for voters is, shall the voters of the city and county of Denver adopt an ordinance prohibiting slaughterhouses and in connection beginning January 1st, 2026, prohibiting the construction, maintenance, or use of slaughterhouses within the city?
And residents are asking, well, what's the impact if it passes? Denver is an odd place to try a slaughterhouse ban because the town isn't a meat slaughtering powerhouse. Despite its location on the high plains in cattle country, it's home to really only one processing facility, Superior Farms, which is one of the country's only lamb processors. If the measure were to pass, Superior Farms would have to shutter its Denver facility, which in 2022 processed 300,000 head of lamb, or 15-20% of the total lamb supply in the country. The facility has been in business since 1964, and unlike most processing facilities here in the U.S., it's owned entirely by its employees, not a multinational packing company. Colorado State University recently completed a study on the prospective impact of the ordinance and found that, in the worst-case scenario, the measure could cost the state nearly 3,000 jobs and $900 million in lost economic activity. I'll have more when we return.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Line and Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
An animal rights group hoping voters in Denver, Colorado will choose to ban meat processing facilities in the city limits would mean the closure of the city's only employee-owned lamb processing plant. If the Denver ban is successful, the group, Pro Animal Future, hopes to force more votes like this across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group, 60 years of auction excellence. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and evening. Highs in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Friday, clouds in low 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, still some storms possible, highs in the 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on, time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same.
changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree as the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on.
Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play her favorite song, a Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said, let's go and get it on. By the second chorus, I was singing right along with it. I don't know what it meant, but it felt good on my lips. Oh, I wanna go crazy, you can go crazy too. Oh, I wanna go crazy, wanna go crazy with you. Everybody say, whoa. Purple kind of pink. She said it's got a shot of a little bit of everything. Mellow yellow umbrella for a fella like me. It was just a bit mellow for me to be seen with. But I took a sip. Yeah, it felt good on my lips. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wanna go crazy. You can go crazy too. With you. Everybody say, whoa.
sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seems so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, know it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, know it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying,
red. The stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern line. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, make it whine, he'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, 'cause the engine was smoking, a couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load, down a dirt strip where we dumped trash off a thick tin roof. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little sore, son, you're doing just fine.